Hello and welcome to MGP 525. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, there's Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello.
Right, can we wrap it up there? Because I want to get back to playing EAFC 24. It's all the same with you.
Is that FIFA in old
time? I think you'll find it is not FIFA, no. That would
legally
be
distinct.
License infringement.
Yes.
But it is previously known as FIFA.
So previously known as FIFA that if I didn't know better, and this is a very cynical view for me to have, and I'm not proud of myself, if I didn't know any better, I'd speculate they just reskinned it and re-released last year's game.
Yeah, okay then.
But I can't imagine the good people at EA would do something like that.
How many years
do you reckon they could do that and get away with it?
It's been about 15 so far, I reckon.
That's what I thought. I reckon they'll just change what buttons do what every now and again at a bare minimum, or bare maximum, should I say.
The one noticeable change is I think they've... they lost the Photoshop template for the Ultimate Team cards because they seem to have gone back to FIFA 19 versions. But other than that, it is absolutely identical. By the way, it's not FIFA Ultimate Team anymore. It's Football Ultimate Team, so we can still call it FUT.
Ah, very good.
Yeah,
very clever. Very they good. Know. They just wanted to keep that sweet, sweet hashtag going, didn't they?
Exactly. Well, I'm surprised they actually made it easy for the likes of Footbin and all the websites that they don't make any money off of to still exist. If I were them, I would have deliberately changed it to something else just so all the websites were now irrelevant. But they seem to have, I guess they've probably got their own merch with FUT written all over it that they wanted to keep. The silly rascals. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We've gone straight into games there. Mm. We should probably talk about something other than games, just to ease people in. I don't want them to think this is an exclusively video game podcast. Me and Anna have been away all week. We only got back from Great Yarmouth this afternoon.
We're jet setters.
No, it's not great at all. They don't have disabled access anywhere, including on the land train that we queued for about 20 minutes. And it arrived, and before it even pulled into the station, Anna had spun around on her scooter and just sped off into the distance. And I had to run to catch up with her because there was no way for her to get her scooter onto the land train. So not so great Yarmouth is what we're actually going to call it.
Do you reckon that's what it is called? And they've just shortened it.
I think so. But in other news, finally something good this year called Gallstone in my life, because Galston, just further down the coast, lovely place, much better seaside place. So I would suggest to anyone who wants to go to Great Yarmouth, sack it off and go to Gallstone, just down the road.
There was nothing there.
There was a lovely beach.
Removed.
Yeah, there was a lovely beach. There was disabled access to the lovely beach, and I got to do a fun little Instagram story of a wave crashing over my head.
That is true.
A Mexican wave.
It was excellent. Yeah, or a sea wave. You choose. You decide which one was most likely to happen next to the sea. Probably the Mexican one, I guess. But we had a jolly splendid time. Anna only sent us to the shops to buy one video game while we were there.
Yes,
which I thought was good, which we'll no doubt talk about in a little while. And I found the best shopping area in the world for nerdy collectibles and things, to the point where, whenever we go to London for a convention, we don't go to the convention, we go shopping.
Yeah.
I actually think we should stop going to London and start going to Great Yarmouth, because the main shopping street in Great Yarmouth must have had at least 5 collectibles shops that had stuff like Funko Pops. That, what are those cuddly things that you like, Anna?
Jelly bean.
It's not jelly bean, is it? It's
jelly cat.
Yeah, there was more jelly cats than I've ever seen anywhere. There were Loungefly bags. There was Pokemon cards. There were comic books. There was anime collectibles. There was it was there. Yeah. And it was everywhere. There were 5 or 6 of these shops. We spent hours walking down this street. I even managed to find some of the Pokemon TCG 151 cards that are like gold dust. You cannot find these cards anywhere on the internet. They are sold out everywhere. Just walked into a shop and they had a load of them on the desk. And I'm like, yeah, I'll have several boxes of those, please, because it's amazing. I don't know if there's a particularly nerdy clientele that go to Great Yarmouth, or if it's just really cheap to get shop space there, so it lends itself to this kind of business, because the rest of this street is pretty much shop fronts, but literally all they've got in the shop front is it's where they leave their bag. It's like walking through a market. They have their shop front, but none of the stuff is in the shops. It's out on the street. So I think it must just be really, really cheap shopping real estate. And that leads to really, really weird shops. And it was brilliant. Forget EGX. We're going to Great Yarmouth. And I'm going to show you two how to shop. And it's going to be amazing.
You've been showing us how to shop for years. I feel like every time we go shopping,
it's new. Bells on. I'll show you with bells on.
We cannot be saying, don't go to EGX right now.
Why? What are they going to do?
Based
rescind our
dogs,
passes? I dare them.
Incriminating us again.
I'm still very much Team Barcelona here. So if they rescind our passes, oh, boo-hoo, we'll have to go to Barcelona and do the Pokemon Safari. Oh, no, what will we do? I dare you, EGX, you cowards. Rescind our passes.
For the listeners' benefit, so my friend's game obviously is going to EGX, but last week I panicked a bit because I didn't know whether I was allowed to say that out loud on the podcast, so I fabricated a very convincing lie that I'd read the notes again. Everyone knows I don't misread notes, but anyway, so I jokingly tweeted the EGX tweet announcing they were being there, going, oh, you know, this isn't the game I totally got in a faff about last week, you know, I didn't accidentally reveal this already. On the podcast, and then EGX retweeted my tweet, which means they've now retweeted a reference to the podcast where Kev specifically talked about how low quality it looked compared to previous years. So yeah, they've now promoted our podcast to their followers.
You know what would make it high quality compared to previous years? Offering us a damn panel. So, you know, they know what to do. Panel us up, and then I'll say also. I'm easily bought. I'll say some lovely things about it for the right price.
Getting
a panel. They don't need to actually. I mean, to be fair, they did pay me last year as well, so I'd quite like the price as well. But you know, I can cope with it if they don't. We'll just take the panel. Thanks.
A panel would be grand.
Exactly. Did anyone else get up to anything exciting?
I don't know. I had a massage today. It was nice.
So no, then.
Well, it's about it, really. It's been a week of work in...
Sorry, is Sheepdog there?
I work too hard.
Have you got a new job?
I have several jobs.
I understand. Goodness me. Oh, of course, you're making a secret documentary about me, apparently.
Yes. Oh, I enjoyed that tweet. That was good. That was a good tweet. It's proving hard to get in touch with complete strangers and ask them for loads of money.
That's probably why they just accepted a random guy getting involved. You offered to help. They're like, yeah, please, anything. we've been trying to do this for 9 years.
I didn't offer to help. I was sharing something someone else had put out and they got in touch with me and we had a chat and then we had like three more conversations that week and then they got me on a call with the producer and this other exec person and then I had a chat with all of them and then he just kind of said, so he's with me now, yeah? And they all went, yeah. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. Just thought we were chatting. But yeah, it was very random and yeah. But I just need to get into places, trying to convince Arsenal to do a sponsorship at the moment.
long time fan, first time caller.
No, I'll tell you offline about what my angle with them was. But it's been fun trying to find compelling reasons to make people have a chat about stuff. I'll get someone. I will. I have faith in myself. It's just funny at the moment because it's been a while since I've randomly reached out to strangers and been like, oi, here's a reason why you should listen to Old Sheepdog.
And I, for one, am glad you're doing it to benefit everyone but us, you monster.
Well, to
if you put your mind to it, we could have that EGX panel by now. But,
I let you handle talking to people like that. You talk to the event folk and use
And
your,
I do it passively, aggressively, using the podcast and hope they hear it.
I just assume you've got the clout to say, so I'm going to be on stage at 3 o'clock on the Sunday, right? And they just go, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, just say that to them.
They know insomnia. And they know it.
Just tell them the neurodiversity panel will take place at 12:30 on Sunday.
I mean, I guess I could just announce it. We know we always have standing room only. If we just announce it ourselves and turn up at a stage with 200 people ready to watch us talk, what are they going to do? Carry on doing their panel that's currently going on to three people? Or are they going to get out of our way and let us do what we're there for?
Should we just like raid one of the Doctor Who panels at MCM as well? Even though we've already got one there. Let's just
We'd double the attendance to it if we did.
Yeah. Those ones always... I mean, I'm quite a moderate fan of Doctor Who, but when it is just them and a bunch of Daleks talking to three people, I'm like, we could have just had 2 hours instead, you know? We always run out of time.
Exactly. But I suppose we could talk about some video games. I mean, the only one I've played this week is EAFC 24, which I have only done a few hours of. It came out on the early access officially today, unless you happen to be on holiday in New Zealand and were able to get your little cheeky little fingers on it yesterday. So I've played a couple of hours. I've not played a match yet, because obviously I don't play play the game formerly known as FIFA. Not interested in the matches, really. I'm just doing Ultimate Team. I'm just opening packs, trading, buying and selling, doing SBCs. I was talking about it on the stream, so I streamed it for a few hours earlier. I could quite happily... Someone said, what would you do if EA bought Football Manager? I would absolutely love it, because then they could do Ultimate Team in Football Manager, and I wouldn't have to do that grindy, boring, playing the matches nonsense that you kind of have to do as part of doing it in FIFA. I'd much rather just do all of the fun menu stuff and never play a match.
So Football Manager, then?
Yeah, but it's not, because it's like a cross between FPL and Football Manager. And yeah, I want them to... What I want is EA, Sports Interactive and the Premier League to come together and basically make a Football Manager version of like a cross between Ultimate Team and FPL. And it would be the greatest game in history. Everyone gets rich and I get to do a really fun game and I enjoy that. The chances of it happening are probably fairly slim, but goodness me, would it be awesome if it did. I think there's two types of people who play FIFA, now known as EAFC. There's the people who actually enjoy playing the matches, and more often than not, you find them doing career mode because they hate the idea of Ultimate Team because they're there to play the matches. I genuinely believe the people who play Ultimate Team a lot are more of my mindset, and they grind the matches out because they have to, but goodness me, do they moan about them. And I think a lot of them, if you gave them the option to do all of the menu stuff, all of the pack openings, squad building, transfers, the SBC puzzles. I love SBCs. They are my favourite thing in the world. If they were given the option to do all that and not have to ever play a match, they'd be all over that. It'd be amazing. Make it happen, EA.
You're still poo-pooing my idea. But what if they made Ultimate Team into that Premier League Pokemon Go ripoff I was talking about before, but instead of catching players, you catch packs of...
That'd be rubbish. I don't want to... I already have a game that I play when I'm wandering around out and about. I don't want to do it. I want to just do it at home. Just do a football manager version of Ultimate Team. And I said this to Miles Jacobson 10 years ago. Not quite 10 years ago. But whenever they did the Football Manager thing in Nottingham. And it was the first time I'd ever had a conversation with Miles. And he was like, what would you do if you were me? What would you do? And firstly, great question for the head of a game studio to ask a random Herbert at an event. And my answer was, I would love you to do something more akin to Ultimate Team in Football Manager. I think it would be great. And he just kind of chuckled and obviously ignored it and never did it. But I would quite like it if you did that, please, Miles. I think that would be great.
Are you just assuming that EGX, Miles, Great Yarmouth and the people of London are all just listening, making notes?
I assume everybody listens to everything I say all the time, recorded or not. People need to pay attention.
I do feel like if I say
I'm the main character. So,
people aren't listening. We told you you're not.
Yeah, but I know that I am. So no. It doesn't really matter what an NPC says to me. I'm the main character. You're just there trying to throw me off the scent. No one's believing you. I am the it all revolves around me. They're all listening. They all know what I'm up to.
Are they, though? I feel like...
Of course they are. Mm. We'll find out. If we actually go to EGX this year, then we know they weren't listening. So that's how we find out, I guess.
Yeah. I told you before, you're more of a narrator.
I don't know what the NPC is saying. I've moved on to a different task.
You're so mean.
He's mean. What does he know?
He likes to frolic.
My eye. Exactly. But yeah, other than that, and playing a lot of Pokemon Go again, out and about, which I'm now at a frustrating point with Pokemon Go, whenever they release a new event of any kind, I finished it within like an hour and a half, and then I'm ready for the next one.
Ridiculous.
And it's I need a new event to start like twice a day. That'd be the ideal.
Go Fest tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll be all over it.
And then another event on Monday, I think, starts.
Yeah, I'll have that done by Monday lunchtime.
Yeah. I'm in a similar position where I do finish them quite quick. There was a thing the other day where somebody said, what's this thing on the menu where it shows you where the Pokemon that are nearby are, the nearby screen there? What are these little badges on some of them? And I was like, I assume that's like... I made up some answer. And someone was like, no, that's the ones you still need to complete your tasks. Sheepdog's obviously never seen that because he completes the tasks within 5 minutes of them launching. And I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I have completed today's task that launched an hour ago already. Yeah, that sounds about right. I've got a reputation, apparently. But no, I'm enjoying it. They keep throwing in these bloody do 150 field tasks, 300 excellent throws and... whatever else thing. There's one at the moment. I'm just about to get to that page, the Paldean adventure thing, and it's like, yeah, do 135 excellent throws or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it's asking you to do, but it's just a lot. It'll be fine. It'll take me at least 2 hours, but yeah, it's interesting that they're realising they can make them just a bit more difficult without being too hard.
I was doing Anna's head in when we were trapped in a caravan together because it was. We've got a bit of a thing when we go on these trips where we magically position ourselves perfectly between several Pokestops. Mm-hmm. So I've had constant spawns all week, and I was just sat there. She was on the sofa doing whatever she was doing, and I was sat at the table, and just every 8 or so seconds, I would go, excellent throw! And after about the 9th one, I think she wanted to murder me in the face.
I mean, yeah, announcing it like that is probably unnecessary.
I was enjoying myself. I was on a run with it. I was cracking through a task.
Yes, but I don't need you to announce it.
Yeah, but I need to know. It's not necessarily just for you. It's for everyone else who's listening.
There's no one else there.
For the developers, so they know. Everyone's listening all the time. I don't know where the cameras are, so I have to just announce to the room.
You think he's in the Truman Show, don't you, Kevin?
I know I am.
I was going to say, like, Kevin and I have discussed this before. We both have this subtle feeling that we live in a Truman Show situation. And... yeah, no, I agree as well, because the amount of times I've been on my own and I've literally just announced what my expectations and then got my own way, there's definitely people watching. It's definitely people.
Exactly.
It's pretty much how I got Mrs. Sheepdog. I was like, look, I ain't going out with anyone else. The next person I go out with needs to be good enough to marry. And I made that statement, and yeah, it worked. It was good. The universe provides. By universe, I mean the little office of nerds looking at me through a camera. But yeah, they're definitely stepping up on the old plot writing lately, so I'm happy with that as well. It's been very busy times. I feel like I moaned about Pokemon Go being a bit rubbish about 10 podcasts ago, which would have been probably about a year ago with our rate of recording. But
by the way, me and Anna not here next week.
Oh god, I do need to go through my October and November with you all, because I'm pretty much all over the shop for the next 6 weeks pretty much. So yeah, similar. I'm with
Enjoy
you for
your
two
solo
of them.
Podcasts, Pab.
I'm with you for
you
two.
You should
of them.
Really get another crew of hosts to host with you when we are not around, Pabby. We wouldn't be offended. You need a B team for when we're not here.
But you host with one of the dogs.
Pardon?
It's got dogs, isn't it?
Whatever happened to Bits and PCs? Get them on. I imagine we're still funding them, aren't we?
No, I deleted them off the internet recently. I asked them.
I still listen
episodes.
To them just as often as I used to.
I was like, do you want us to keep the episodes online? And they just were like, no. I didn't even realise they were still on. I didn't ask Robin Proton. I just put them straight in the bin.
I don't know who that is.
But no, busy times ahead. Yeah, what I was trying to say was Pokemon has definitely come along since I was whinging. And I've also been playing the DLC, the Teal Mask. With you being out and about, have you brought your Switch with you? Have you been playing that at all?
I've purchased the DLC.
It's quite good. It is quite good.
I'll no doubt get to it. I've been... My actual free time this week has been spent trying to edit together 2 hours of footage of me and you prattling around in Cambridge into a good 20-minute YouTube video, which I expected to be like a couple of hours' task, and it's turned into quite a challenging endeavour, so I've not really had time for any leisure. All of my downtime has been spent fiddling with that video, trying to make it watchable. If, boys and girls, there is a video of me and Sheepdog in Cambridge that comes out tomorrow as you're listening to this, know that I'm a damn genius and managed to turn it into something usable.
And all watch it. Just go out of your way to go to Kev's channel and watch it, because I think the amount of effort it sounds like, because I've been hearing about this all day, the amount of effort he's put into it, it probably needs to be watched. It was a really good trip as well. Like, it was a great trip, but I guess we went there with
watching back all the footage. The whole trip is so much better than all of the Milton Keynes content we did. We absolutely should have released these the other way around. And I know why we didn't at the time. But, oh my word, if we'd have released them the other way around, we'd have yachts now.
It's, it was a really fun trip. But also we went there with the intention of it being like 5 episodes. So that's what your problem is, isn't it? You're trying to limit 5 episodes into one. Which, I mean, I haven't asked why. You could have just done 2.
Because I haven't got room in my schedule to release 5.
Fair.
So either comes out as 1 or it doesn't come out.
I mean, I can't say the word schedule the way you say it. You sound like you've just misheard it.
The British way, the English way, schedule. The way it's actually pronounced.
I just feel like someone needs to say it, and it's got to be me, I guess. You say it wrong, Kevin.
I don't.
Your name's not.
I'm not American.
We don't call you Shevin, do we?
I'm not American. It's schedule.
All right, Shevin.
Schedule.
It's Shevin.
You're all idiots. You've all watched too much American TV. I actually went to school. I was parented. I learned to read in English.
You went to the school where they just bribe their way through bloody Ofsteds and give everyone a, you know, they give you your grades, you give them a brown envelope. I know where you went. My wife went there too.
And they taught me how to speak.
They didn't. You said, is it schedule? And I went, yeah, whatever. Just give us the money and get lost, Four Eyes.
And that's how all public services should work.
But yeah, please, I'm begging you, get elocution lessons. And
I'm not going to start being a half EastEnders extra, half American buffoon.
Just stop, though.
Kevin, you could say the same thing.
I don't
thing.
Care what you call me. Just say the damn word properly. You say it too often to get it wrong that many times. Anyway, the Pokemon DLC is very good because it's split down two routes.
Shouldn't that be routes?
I think it's two routes. Sorry?
Shouldn't that be routes if you're going to say everything about it?
You have, like, the story about there's this event and, you know, festival thing, and they keep telling you the story about this ogre, and it's a horrible mean ogre that upset everybody, and no one's seen it, and by the looks of it, no one's bothered to walk up the hill and have a look round, because your character walks up the hill and you're seeing it everywhere. Every 5 bloody minutes you're seeing this ogre about, and you've only been there like an hour yourself. So these people are just thick. And alongside that, there's a lady who's just taking pictures of everything, and she says, like, If you catch 150 of the Pokemon in this area, like if your Pokedex has registered 150 of them, should I say, then I'll invite you on a quest with me because you're obviously good enough. So you do like a cool little photography mission with her. You know, it's I was saying to someone, I'm surprised they didn't just bring in a character from Pokemon Snap into it, considering they've literally got a game about a photographer. They instead use a different character, but. It's a good way for them to bring in. They have like a new form of a Pokemon that they brought in. I don't want to spoil it or anything like that. Like, I feel like it's more fun just figuring it out yourself. But like, it's a Pokemon that's in another game that you can't. It's not a legend or anything. It's just a Pokemon that was introduced into another game, and they've got like a new form of it in this one, which I guess is their way of bringing it into the modern games. It was in Arceus, and it was cool. It was fun to do. I was just like, oh, what's it going to be? What's going on? How's this going to work? And then you get this new Pokemon, and looking on the trades, literally everyone's clambering over themselves to get that one as extras because it's obviously pretty strong and everything. And then, there's just another story you can go and do where there's, I think, four legendaries you can catch on that, and a couple of new Pokemon wandering around that you can go get. And yeah, I'm just enjoying it. It's been fun. I've been doing some streams of it. People have, it's been good just chatting to people, catching up. The next one's out before the end of the year as well. I thought it was going to be ages away, but apparently it's due something like December, I want to say. And they're already like ramping up all the marketing for that, and the amount of like new things they're adding in and what's returning in that. And yeah, I'm quite impressed how it's gone. And it feels like they've brought in a lot more Pokemon than they did last gen with the DLC. It feels like they have stretched what they can do with it a little bit, considering they've added in new ones. But yeah, I'm happy, and I think you'll enjoy it when you get to it. It's a good little story. It's been fun. I want to see what other little side games they've got in it. They've got this weird game where you got to get all these different coloured balloons, and I think they're berries. You got taken back to a table, and while you're going to get more, these squirrel Pokemon, Squavits, they keep coming over and trying to eat the berries, and you have to go and roar at them to get rid of them. And if you manage to get a stupidly high score, then they'll give you a shiny Munchlax, and apparently you can do like 4-player multiplayer with it, which is the only way to really get the high score. So people have been saying to me, can we play together? They want me to just stand at the table roaring at stuff while they go and collect all the berries, which sounds like a job I was built to do, to be fair. You know, it's one I've been born for. So yeah, it's been fun. It's really good. Check it out. I think we said last week, it's £30 for the two DLCs. This one's out now. The other one's out by December. It's good extra game stuff. It's cool. But that's the only thing I've really played in anger this week. I played a few little games on Game Pass with Ben, but nothing I really need to ham on about.
Did you just say played in anger?
Yeah, like as in, if you do something in anger, it means you're doing it with intent.
If I was playing that game, I'd be angry as well.
One thing I did do this week was catch up on a lot of the finale story stuff of Ash Ketchum in the Masters 8 League, and watched his journey come to an end. And oh my word, it was so emotional and so nostalgic and so good. And then there's a scene, I'm not going to get into great detail, but there's a scene that's all emotional and great, and I've got hair standing on end and goosebumps and thinking this was worth...
Don't have any hair.
On my arm. And I was like, this is worth the grind through the week with the boys being a pain in the backside, trying to get them to watch it with me because they insist I can't watch it without them and all of this. And I'm sat there watching this moment. Basically, I could go into sort of slight detail. You know, Pikachu's just like giving it his all, and he sort of... he kind of starts to pass out a little bit because he's just on the ropes, and then he's hallucinating, and he just has this moment where he sees every Pokemon he's ever traveled with, all of his friends from the past, they're all coming to cheer him on, all of this. As this is happening, and I'm goosebumping out and being all like, ah, Ollie just yells, he's dead! They've killed Pikachu, he's dead! And then Ben's like, he's not dead really, is he? And he starts panicking and getting upset, and I'm like, I was really enjoying that. You swine. Like, I was so in the, like, yes, because I was just knackered, and it was really nice just sitting there watching it. We watched it in the dark, and I was just very chilled. And then, yeah, that little monkey. And I just thought, why does my kid have to be so like me? Why does he have to have my flawed personality? Like, that's exactly the kind of nonsense I'd have done. But no, I recommend anyone who's into that kind of, children's cartoon to go and watch the final run because it is good. There's a few more we've got to watch yet. I want to see what Team Rocket get up to in their final days and all of that kind of thing. But yeah, it's been very cool.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, it was. You got any games to talk about, Pebby?
What's it on anyway?
The Pokemon app, Pokemon TV. You can just watch them direct on that.
Really? That's good.
Yeah, which is very cool. I just cast it to my telly. And Netflix, depending on, you know, when I sometimes jaunt off to America, but most of them are on the they're being released every few days on the app. So if you started watching, not you personally, but if the listener started watching them, it's called, they've confused me because it's his journey to become the master. and he called it Pokemon Journeys, and then they've done Pokemon Journeys the series season 23, Pokemon Master Journeys season 24, and then Pokemon Ultimate Journeys. So is Ultimate better than a Master? If you're the Ultimate, are you the Ultimate Master at that point? Because I would have called them the other way around and have said this is his Master Journey, he's the Master now. But they've put Ultimate as the top one.
Ultimate is the Ultimate, isn't it? Ultimate is the absolute best.
Hmm. Fair enough.
You can't have something that's beyond Ultimate.
I mean, what's a Master then?
Someone who's... I mean, you can master something without being the best at it. I think I've mastered making Football Manager videos, but that doesn't mean everyone I make is the best one I could possibly make.
So you're one day going to do your Ultimate video?
Yeah. And it's today, boys and girls. Go watch it. It releases at 11 o'clock today. So you've got time to finish listening to the podcast and you can go and watch that. Because it's the highlights video from my world record. Because I haven't mentioned the world record yet this week. Did you know, boys and girls, I broke a world record?
Did you know?
Yes.
Mm. Anna, tell them about your game that you made us go and get when we were in Great Yarmouth.
I didn't make you. I just said...
Oh, did you or did you not purchase it for collection at Argos?
Yes, because I had the demo that so I played that and I enjoyed.
That feels like you made me.
I asked and you said yes, so I didn't make you do anything. And you wanted to buy a net anyway, so...
I did want to buy a net.
There we go. Yeah. He bought a net.
44p, my net was. That's all it was.
Pink, made of bamboo, in tape, and a net on it. But that's beside the point. Yeah, I knew I was going with Kevin, and I knew we'd be in the caravan, and I knew the weather was not going to be great. So instead of doom scrolling on TikTok night after night, I went on the Switch, and what is that? Sorry, the charger's really hot. I went on the Switch and saw what demos were about, and one that I came across, because obviously demos are there to demonstrate the game and won't make you buy stuff. So I found... Bayonetta Origins, Shiraz and the Lost Demon game. I've never heard of this game, but I know of Bayonetta with the hair. I've never played a Bayonetta game, but I know of her. I know she has powerful hair. And this game is a Switch game, and you play... So I'm guessing you are Bayonetta, but in this your name is Shiraz. It is spelled... C-E-R-E-Z-A. Yes, there we go. Because I am awful with words.
That's her actual name.
Oh, okay. Well, that
makes
sense.
Name. That's her name. That's her, yeah. Play, you play as her as a child, don't you? Is that right?
Yes, you're, I'd say, about 10 to 12-ish age.
Yeah, like
13. And you're in like a storybook kind of. Well, the game is given to you like a storybook, but like slightly animated. And basically, you are a witch, and you want to save your mum. And the only way to do that is to obviously become the witch that you become. And you have to like obviously learn witch spells, and you try to do one to bring a demon. And it didn't work and it failed. And then, like, your mentor was like, you're not ready, blah, 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 blah. And you decide as Bayonetta lady, girl, that you are going to prove her wrong and go into the forest when you have been told not to go into the forest of fairies. Because that's very dangerous. And off you toddle into the woods. Now, the way in Bayonetta that you have your demon is that your demon goes into your hair. Your hair is your weapon, but because she is a child and doesn't have a lot of hair that is powerful, I'm not quite sure of the ins and outs of hair and demons, but she doesn't have enough and she can't do it. But she goes into the woods and you get attacked and you summoned another demon by doing your dance. And instead of going into your hair, it goes into your snuggly, like, cuddly. She walks around with a cuddly called Cheshire, and that's what she calls it. And the demon goes into the toy instead of her hair. And so he helps you in the battle, But then the way that this game goes, that when you've done a battle, the demon goes away and goes back to demon place, wherever that may be. And it can't go back because she doesn't know how. So you have a demon that is stuck in this doll and is like, I want to go home. Let me go home. And she's like, well, come with me. Let's go and do these missions to help the forest and my mom. And then I will send you back when I learn the spell. So he's like, okay. And as you go forward, so Bayonetta, she is controlled by the left side of your switch. So everything you do with her is on the left. Everything to do with the demon is on the right. And that can get very, very disorientating. I swear to God, I have sat there going, why won't she move? And I'm using the wrong stick because I'm used to two sticks to do moving. And you know what I mean? Like the normal, how you would play a game. But this is two different things that are on two different separate movements. So you mm-hmm. can mm-hmm. carry... you can carry the demon as a cuddly, and when you do that, it's just Bayonetta, and you go around and do whatever. You can do spells when you're carrying him. You can do this thing where, like, you know, like a jack in a box, like his head will come out really long, grab something, you can jump over gaps in the floor. But then you can, like, chuck him on the floor and then he becomes his own person and his own entity. So that's fun. Gets very disorientating. I don't have the brain for it. They had something like this in, Ni No Kuni. And I had to get Kevin to do it because it was two different sticks doing two different things. And I just can't do that. But I am managing to get through. Like, I have played, I think when I saved it, like, 26% of the game. Like, because you are... saving all the time. There is save spots everywhere. I think it is a child game, well, for smaller people, because there is like an easy mode where everything is just button presses, or there's like where you have to hold a button down for an action to happen. So I am grasping it, but there is like, so you've got battles with just like your enemies, you've got puzzle areas that you have to obviously do with two people. Like one of them I did today, there was like this fairground train that was just like coming at you and you had to like run away from it. But as you're running away, you're having to get the demon out to knock down the gates and then keep running so it doesn't hit you, or like, yeah, just all that kind of jazz. But it's I've been having fun. Kev is annoyed with it because every time you... call the demon back, you go, Cheshire, come here. And Kevin walked away and was muttering that to me last night when he was off to bed, going, I've heard that so many times. I was like, well, don't listen. Like, but yeah,
wow. That was rich from Kev shouting excellent every 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, it was excellent.
But it is a fun game. Like, I've never heard of it. I think he came out earlier this year. And I was just looking for something on the Switch, and that's what I found in the demo section. There's quite a few. They do quite a few of demos in there. Like, they've had Pikmin 4. There's a demo in there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's one for some kind of Pokemon game, I believe. But I could be lying. But yeah, there's lots in there, and this was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it, and now it will. When I finish that, I might go, because I've never played the Bayonetta series. Like, I know of
it's
it.
It's not like that. I'll be honest with you, it's nothing like that.
Is
game.
It not?
No.
Oh, but
no,
I like no. this game.
Did you play something like
Devil May Cry?
Yes, a little bit.
Is it like
Vanquish or something else?
Not
or things
really.
Like that. It's very much an action.
Okay.
It's yeah.
That's a shame. But this is really good. This is completely mm-hmm, different mm-hmm. to
it
that
is.
Then.
Yeah.
You seem to know a lot of it. Have you played it as well?
No. I know it was well regarded when it came out, and people quite liked it. And I was like, oh, it's one of them games that I'll probably pick up in a sale at some point when I see it cheap.
Oh yeah, it's still full price. Like, it was $49.
Yeah.
At Argos, $49 on the store. Like, I would have got it on the store, but the store was out, internet was being awful, so obviously I've bought it. But it's a very good little game. It's very colourful and just, yeah, it's a nice story. Like, the fairies aren't fairies what you expect them to be fairies. They're like little gremlin like things. They're not all like wings and everything. But yeah, it's a very nice game, and they should make more of them because it gets a fun with me. But that's it. That's all I've done because I've been with Kevin shouting excellent.
That's
at
me.
Excellent. But, I know that Assassin's Creed's out in 2 weeks, everybody. So I don't
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oof.
2 weeks today. Blimey. Yeah, I don't know. I'll get it, obviously, but I don't know what I'm gonna.
I'll be honest with you, I think I will, because it seems like a realistic game that is completable.
Yeah.
For a change. Yeah. Not Valhalla. 15 to 20 hours long, and like, that's acceptable.
Yes.
As opposed to Odyssey and Valhalla, 120 hours to complete main story. Like,
No, thank you.
That I just don't have the time for that. Not when every other game
is out.
Is trying to do the exact same thing and going, it's only 120 hours. You're like, yeah, but that one's 120 hours. This one's, I haven't got 240 hours in a year to play games, let alone try and play everything at once.
Yeah, so that's coming out in 2 weeks. The new Cyberpunk 2.0 came out today.
Yes. I pre-ordered the DLC. That's out next week.
That's out on Monday.
Monday?
26th, so whenever that is. In four Tuesday. So yeah, I won't be here, but I will be playing that when I get home. So you've got the Phantom
Liberty.
Phantom Liberty. It's somewhat along them lines.
So. I think that sounds right.
Yeah, so the download is free, the big update for the game, and then you've got DLC that comes out next week. Week after that you've got Assassin's Creed, Mirage is it called? And then And then at some point, a couple of weeks after that, Spider-Man 2. I cannot wait.
Too many good games.
I know.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to be good, but I'm assuming they're going to be half decent.
Yes. And, like, Spider-Man, like, I am, like, hyped to the max. And I've told Kevin, don't talk to me that day. Me and you are no longer together on that day because I will just be with Spider-Man because I just want to play that game. I love Miles. He's just so nice. And obviously Peter Parker is Peter Parker. Like, he is just like a nice guy. And then it's Spider-Man who does all the swinging. I love swinging. It's, even though I hate spiders, spiders are the worst. But Spider-Man, it's just so wholesome. And he doesn't want to hurt people. He just webs them up. Especially like in the game, and, like, you throw him off a building and just webs them. Like, you don't even see it, but he webs into the side of the building because I go and check. I'm like, did he go down or is he webbed? And he's webbed to the side of the building. He didn't go down.
Yeah, my boys keep saying, oh, they killed him. Spider-Man murdered him. And I'm like, no. I go and show them all the bodies.
Yeah. But yeah, that is me. So on to Paddington.
Oh, no, don't. I feel like my week has gone by so fast. It's been a blur this week, and the only thing I've played is bits of Starfield. I've not even played tons of Starfield. I feel like my week has just been pretty predominantly just dodging rainstorms all week.
Oh God, don't talk about. Yeah. Oh my God.
I feel like I get in from work drenched. I go back out to work drenched because my clothes haven't quite dried.
Mm.
So I'm going back out in the same stuff and I'm dodging more rain and then coming back doing the same. It's like, it's just been a blur of a week.
We nearly died in the rain, didn't we, Kevin?
Yes.
He's not listening. He's just playing his game.
We nearly died in the rain. I agreed with you. What was I supposed to say? Was I then meant to carry on and tell the story?
Yes, he was.
I'm not going to.
No.
Oh, right, okay. So, what have I done? What have I done in Starfield? What haven't I done in Starfield? The main story, for starters. I would like to get to the main story. I feel like I've been doing... Did I mention last week that I was in Crimson Fleet quests? I feel like I might have done just mentioned that I just started Crimson Fleet quest because I got arrested for doing something.
No arresting.
I can't remember why. I wasn't planning on being arrested. I was arrested because I went on the collector's ship and I ended up killing everybody. That's right, I did say this last week because I thought if I just kill everybody, there's no way of them putting a bounty on me. There's no way of knowing. Just a ship full of a load of people. But I think they'd already called a bounty on me, so they took me. I then had to go undercover and infiltrate the Crimson Fleet, and that is the only quest I've done all week. I'm still doing it. I'm not even finished it.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much into this. It's a faction quest, effectively, isn't it? It's like the UC or the Freestar Collective quest line, and it's massive. I have got a ship out of it.
There you go.
I did get it. It's not worth it. I instantly swap back because it's not worth it because there's no weapons on it. It's just like, right, because I've got to do a lot of work to deal with this. I did spend one evening, about 2 hours in the ship builder, trying to fathom out how to upgrade stuff and do that. I've put new guns and new shields on, I think, or something like that. But it turns out you need more points. You need more points into your ship building stuff, which I don't have. So I need to work towards the ship building qualities so I can put better things on the ship that I have. But I've done that, and I've just been doing this one long quest, which I kept thinking, I just go and do main quest. And I was like, no, but I want to see how this ends. Of me doing a quest for the Crimson Fleet and then going reporting back to the UC and going telling them what's everything's been going on. Then he says, right, okay, go back then. So I go back to the Crimson Fleet. They send me on another quest. I then go and spend an hour doing that quest. And I finish that and then he goes, right, report back to the UC. And I go back to the UC again, tell him what's going on.
That's so annoying, that is.
And I'm like thinking, somebody's surely following me. Somebody's surely seeing me, you know, scuttle back to the UC and tell them all what's been going on.
But the fact is, you have space travel. Do they not have phones? Like,
I don't mind doing it. It's just like,
no,
it doesn't make sense. It makes sense. I feel like at some point someone's going to call me on it. Someone's going to call me out and say, what are you doing over there? Why are you constantly going back over to the UC ship? Something's not right here. And I feel bad now because I'm gobbing people in that are kind of liking the Crimson Fleet. And I'm going, this person, and this person, and this person. And I'm going, I don't want to be telling them this, but there's no option. Like, there's three options, and then that's the only one that'll let me progress the conversation.
Mm.
So I'm now dobbing people in that I don't think deserve to be dobbed in. But then other people I don't care about, and I'm like, well, I don't care. I got told off because I killed a lot of people. And the UC's like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. And I was like, what do you want me to do? I can't just stand by, like, can't just stand and let everyone do all the fighting and I just stand there. I'll get found out. I've got to do my part. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. But I have enjoyed doing this sort of thing. I've enjoyed doing the quest. I've just done a stealth quest, which went, I don't know why I bothered trying to stealth. I stealthed for 20 minutes, save scumming, trying to get through it. And I just ran. And let my friend take all the gunfire and I just ran up to the point where it triggered a cutscene bit and a conversation. I was like, right, okay, good. And then they just go out the other side and then, okay, we're good. Like,
do you find the companions actually stay with you? Because when I played it, I'd be in like fights and they just leave.
Too well. They work too well to the point where I go, right, I'm going in here. I'm going to sneak in here. Shut the door behind me. Shut the door behind me. And I hear the door go, and there's just a companion come running in. I'm like, shut the door. Shut the door. People can
be
see
quiet.
Us. Shut the door.
Yeah.
And I keep saying it. I keep forgetting every time, thinking, these quests where I need to be quiet, I need to say to her,
just stay there.
Stay on that ship. Stay on the ship. And no, stay. And it just I just forget all the time. And I've got someone who doesn't like me killing people.
Oh, God.
Or doesn't like. So this person got cut out of a deal because there was some sort of failed part of the quest, not on my part. And she says to me, well, I'm now out of pocket now and I'm not going to get any money for any of the deal. And I kind of need, I was banking on that money for such a thing. And then it's like, do you mind cutting me in on one of you get? And I was like, sure, whatever, I don't mind. I've got like nearly 200 grand, and I didn't realise I had that much money until I was in the shipbuilder the previous days. I was like, I've got tons of money, and these parts are like 300 each. I'm like, why am I fretting over money? So I was just like, it was like an option. It was like, give him 1,000, give him 4,000, give him 9,000. I went, I'll just give you 9,000. I'm not bothered. And then it turned around. The camera spins around to the companion, and she said, oh, I think we're all losing our mind. We're just giving money away for fun. I was like, what's it got to do with you?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know. She's like, whoever didn't dislike that. I was like, you dislike me giving someone money because they're out on the deal. I was like,
jealousy.
I guarantee you, if I'd have said no, I should have disliked that as well. I was like, I can't, there's no winning.
So
I've been doing that. This evening I tried to play other games, and the world is against me. I tried to play a game called Arcade Paradise. Could I get the control to it? Could I? Hell. The prompt there is at the start of the game is like, press A just to begin. I'm like, okay. It just doesn't recognize the controller at all. How are you showing the controller prompt? You're not like you're showing press enter to start or anything. You're not showing a keyboard prompt. You're showing a controller prompt. Doesn't want to work. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. So I turned that off and I thought, you know what, I'll try Forza. I've not started the new Forza Horizon 5 on the Steam since I got it. Mm-hmm. To which you had to start again. I thought I might have been able to get away with pulling the save across from the Game Pass version. It doesn't work. So I had to start again. Initially booted up and it says, we don't know what settings to do you. We can't find a preset for... Do you want to do benchmarking? 20 minutes in benchmarking, trying to figure out what... And it kept coming back going, we think your system should be on low. And I'm going, why? And it shows like all the processing. It's like, it's doing 20% of the GPU. I'm like, and why? So why are you struggling? Why are you suggesting that this should be on low? I don't understand. So then I set it all to ultra, set it all up, and then it was like, okay, we'll restart. Restarts, go through bench. It just automatically starts benchmarking again. And it does it again and again. And I'm like, what is it doing? And eventually I just quit. I eventually got to the end, because it just shows a full one lap of a track doing the benchmarking. And it's just like 2 minutes. But I'm sat there for 2 minutes, and it's 2 minutes, and another 2 minutes, and a restart, and then 2 minutes. And then it comes to the end and he goes, you finish your benchmarking? I go, yes, god damn it, get me out of it. And he was like, we need to restart the game. I was like, oh, come on. It's just like not happening. And so I've played like the opening of Forza Horizon 5. And I was like, I'm done with this. I can't be, I've just spent too long just faffing with benchmarking stuff. But I do want to get back to some other games that aren't Fortnite and Starfield, but at the minute, like I said, there's not a great deal that is like I say, you have said there's a lot of stuff on the horizon now. Like the Assassin's Creed, which I'm fairly certain I probably will get, because do we know if it's coming to Steam again? I hate the fact that I've got to...
I couldn't tell you.
I just... hate the fact that it's coming, it goes to the Ubisoft store, wherever it is, or it might be on Epic. I'm not as bothered about Epic, but it's just I hate having another client on there that's a Ubisoft one. Ugh. Nate's saying you got Spider-Man and what else is there? There's other things on the PlayStation coming soon as well, isn't there? I don't know what there is.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, do you know, I was about to say Final Fantasy, but that's February, and I realised you meant before Christmas, didn't you?
There's Final Fantasy. I don't think there's... Mario?
That's due soon, isn't it?
Mario. On PlayStation. Switch.
Oh, sorry, I meant coming up before Christmas.
Yes, that's in October. Is that the same day as Spider-Man?
The 20th, October 20th?
Yeah. Yes, October 20th. It's the same day as... Oh, God, that's going to be a fun day. Maybe ping-ponging between Mario and Spider-Man.
You got Payday, if any of you play that.
Isn't that out today already?
You know what, right? Payday. I bet you I could look at Payday on my Steam and it would tell you that my Steam is Payday 2 is probably something like 100 hours.
Gee, really?
I played the hell out of Payday 2. 160 hours. I lied.
Wow.
I played so much Payday 2 with a group of people on TeamSpeak, as it would have been back then. Would have been on the old TeamSpeak. We used to just play it religiously. But I have zero desire to play the Payday 3. It's like it's more of the same. And I'm like, I don't think I can do it again. I don't think I can do that. So I just, you need to be in like groups of four constantly to play it, and you have to. I don't know if I got a message saying do you want to, I might do, but I don't really have any intention of purchasing it unless, like I say, there's a group of us. I'm not buying it just to play with randos or playing it solo. I don't think you can play it solo realistically. Probably play it with bots, but it's not my thing. I'm not playing with bots.
I want Cities Skyline 2 to hurry up and come out.
Yes, that's that is out the week of Comic Con, I want to say.
Mm.
So the 24th, is it? Sounds right. I think it's
the 31st. I'm sure Kev said it was 31st.
I can't remember. I know it's around then. Yeah.
Basically, I'll be playing it after
Comic-Con. It's the end of October. It's either a few days before it or after it, yeah.
I'm hoping to turn up to Comic-Con with a suntan from being in the Canary Islands for the week up to it. That's my plan.
I'll get you.
Okay. Have you not been playing Lies of P then, Pab?
No, I was tempted last weekend to get it. Mm. I just don't have it in me to do another, because it's supposed to be like a Souls-like, yeah. But it's more, I don't know, people are saying it's more like Bloodborne, and it's
I've been watching people play it. I won't play it myself.
It's very much a parry-based Souls game, and I'm not a parry-based Souls game.
Okay.
I'm not really one of them people that relies on timing of shots and timing of attacks to parry things. It's just not going to happen. I was tempted last weekend, especially with all the positive reviews.
The premise is like the way it's set, like you're a puppet, you're Pinocchio, is it? Slightly. Yes. You've got Geppetto and Jiminy, but it's not spelt the same way. And
no, it's more like Gemini.
Yeah. Because I thought it was like, that's Gemini, not Jiminy, but whatever.
Yeah,
but
it's probably more like the actual original story, but I don't know. But I did want to get that, but it's just one of them things that's just... I could just wait. It's also on Game Pass as well, so if anybody does want it, it is on Game Pass. But I'm just like, I'll wait for it's one of them games that I'll wait for in a sale at this point. There's so many games that I've got stacked up on I think I looked at my wish list and it's like 150 games. I know it's not all, but it's all for games. It's all for like ones that are... like coming soon games, or you know, games that are just going into early access or something like that. I just have lots of games on my wish list, but it's on there, and we shall see whether as and when we get it. But you'll find out on here as and when I do get it, because I'll see how annoyed I get with puppets. but yeah, other than that, it's been a blur of a week, and I don't know.
It has, yeah.
It's
the quiet before the calm, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Indeed it is.
Well, in that case, we'll wrap things up, boys and girls. Some of us have got Ultimate Teams to go back to building, because obviously I haven't done any of that during the podcast. That would be unprofessional. But if you do want to follow us on the internet, you can do that at MG UK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And me and Anna are definitely not here next week, so it's down to Sheepdog and Pab whether there's a podcast.
Are you sure?
See you in 2 weeks, boys and girls. Toodle-pip.
I'm not sure if I'm about. And I also realise I'm not really... You know, I want people to follow me off Twitter. I want you to find me at Sheepdog6k on other stuff, if you're still listening. But yeah, I'll let you know on some platform whether we're recording next week.
I guess that was goodbye then. What a weird way to end.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Pab.
I haven't said it yet.
Well, hurry up and say it, because my finger's on the stop button and it's going to stop.
Thanks for listening, folks.